James chapter 3, verse 7. James chapter 3, verse 7. And then we're going to practice some things. James chapter 3, verse 7. Anybody being helped tonight? Says, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. I'm going to bless God, and then I'm going to cuss Junior out, okay? Which are made after the similitude of God. Junior's made after the similitude of God. I mean, it says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. My brethren, these ought not be. These ought not so be. I didn't say that right, did I? These things ought not so to be. We can't do it out of both. We can't bless God and curse Junior at the same time. Junior's made after the image of God. In the image of God, he's made after God's image. So we can't be doing that. We can't curse Junior. We got to bless Junior with our words. Speak life to Junior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I said earlier that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So we have to change the heart. It has to be a heart change. How do we do that? We take the word and we renew our mind. We get that word on the inside of us. We do it by listening to the word, speaking the word, reading the word. All those things directly affects our heart. Okay? So the more time I spend in the word concerning a situation, the more confident I have in that thing to work. Amen? So if I spend time in the word concerning healing, that I have some confidence that God does just what he says. Amen. If I spend time in the word concerning joy and peace, guess what? I expect to walk in joy and peace because I have that confidence that God's word is true. Amen. All right. So what do? We take some time, and I'm going to give you a few of mine, some of the things I've been meditating on. Psalm 91. Verse 3, ask you to turn to all of them, but if you can put them on the screen, that will be appreciative. Psalm 91, verse 3, and I'm going to ask you to repeat after me to hear this confession. I've turned that into a confession. He says, he rescues me from every trap and protects me from deadly disease. He rescues me from every trap and protects me from deadly disease. Verse 10 says, no evil conquers me. No plague comes near my home. No evil conquers me. You see how you can make that personal? No evil conquers me. No plague comes near my home. He orders his angels to protect me wherever I go. So I expect to go and come in safety because he orders his angels to protect me everywhere I go. So I go and I come in safety. Hallelujah. He rewards me with long life and gives me his salvation. He rewards me with long life and gives me salvation. Genesis says like this. Genesis, did I write that down? But in Genesis 15 and 15, and anywhere we see God making a promise to somebody, we can take it as so. We can take it for us, amen, because God is no respecter of person. So Genesis chapter 15 and verse 15 says, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. So if I'm going to be buried in a good old age, that means I'm going to live to a good old age. Amen. I'm going to live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 107 and 20. Psalm 107 and 20. Hallelujah. Psalm 107 and 20 says, and he sent his word, and he healed me, and delivered me from destruction. That's my confession. But it says, he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So guess what? I make it personal. He sent his word. Who's the word? He sent his word, Jesus, and he healed me and delivered me from destruction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 68 and 19. Psalm 68 and 19. Hallelujah. And it says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us up with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Meaning every day I get up, I'm expecting to have some benefits. Hallelujah. He said he daily. What is daily? Every day. Amen. So every day I get up, hallelujah. You know that, you hear that scripture said, brand new mercies. Hallelujah. He daily loads me up with benefits. So when I get up, I expect benefits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his benefits are great. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 112 and 3. Psalm 112 and 3. Says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Wealth and riches shall be in my house, for my righteousness endures forever. Guess what? He said, and his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Hallelujah. 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 His seed shall be, let's go back to 2 because I skipped that one. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. You got some children out there acting up, say, my seed shall be mighty upon the earth. I didn't bring them into this world for them to be foolish. I brought them into the world to live for God, amen, to honor God. That's what me and my house, that's what we do, amen, hallelujah. So even my dogs are saved, amen. Max and Chase, they both saved, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, we can say that without even looking at it. What does it say? Oh, some of us can say this. So that means y'all go home and start reading that, put that in. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. What's your confession? Because I'm in Christ, I'm a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Somebody ought to celebrate that. Hallelujah. You have some stuff going on in your life. I know if you like me, you have some stuff going on in your life. But guess what? I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. That man doesn't exist anymore. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. Hallelujah. All things have become new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. Guess what? I'm made in the image of God. Hallelujah. Verse 21 says, what does 21 says? Say, what does verse 21 say? Oh, we're going to have to do some Bible drills. Amen.